Model collapse in large language models, LLMs, occurs when models repeatedly train on their synthetic outputs, gradually reducing the diversity, accuracy, and alignment of generated content compared to original human-produced data. Detecting and measuring this issue is crucial to maintaining the quality of these models and avoiding cumulative errors across training cycles. Detection methods include monitoring changes in output diversity, checking accuracy specifically on the less common or minority datasets, analyzing semantic coherence and probabilistic patterns in next token predictions, and utilizing tools that detect synthetically generated content within training data. These methods help identify collapse risks and track their development. Measurement approaches involve quantitative metrics such as diversity scores, scaling laws, and test error evaluations, and qualitative assessments, including analyses of semantic drift and fairness. Early signs of collapse can be subtle and easily overlooked if relying only on aggregate performance metrics, which may initially appear stable or even improved. Current research focuses on refining detection methods, improving quantitative and qualitative evaluation techniques, and developing effective mitigation strategies, such as mixing authentic human data with synthetic data and applying adaptive regularization techniques. Section 1.0, Detection of Model Collapse. Detection of model collapse involves identifying subtle yet persistent declines in diversity, accuracy, and semantic coherence. Key indicators include reduced output variability, performance degradation on minority or specialized data subsets, semantic drift, where outputs increasingly deviate from original training distributions, and amplified biases due to feedback loops. Early-stage collapse often goes unnoticed, masked by stable aggregate metrics, highlighting the need for targeted evaluations and segmented performance analyses to identify these degenerative trends early. Section 1.1, Loss of Output Diversity. Detection of model collapse typically hinges on monitoring for a measurable drop in output diversity. Technically speaking, you'll notice this when the LLM's responses start circling the drain. Outputs grow increasingly repetitive, predictable, and lacking the nuanced variations you'd expect from a robust training corpus. Over time, frequent and common patterns become amplified, drowning out tail-end or minority data points that are critical for accurate, context-sensitive interactions. Metrics such as entropy measures, diversity scores, or token distribution analyses can effectively quantify this loss, signaling that your model is sliding toward collapse and requires fresh human-generated data intervention to reset the clock. Section 1.2, Performance Decline on Minority Data. Early-stage model collapse can be especially sneaky. High-level performance metrics, average accuracy, overall coherence, or general-purpose benchmarks might still look peachy, even improving slightly as the model tightens its grasp on frequently encountered inputs. Meanwhile, quietly under the radar, accuracy on minority or niche datasets begins to decline. This selective decay is subtle, easily missed if you're fixated on averages rather than segmented performance metrics. Detecting it requires careful slicing of test data, tracking subsets explicitly representing rare, specialized, or tail-end content. Spot checks, targeted evals, and segment-specific metrics become critical tools here. Ignoring this quiet erosion inevitably leads to broader failures down the road as your model drifts into repetitive mediocrity. Section 1.3, Semantic Drift. Semantic drift is a telltale sign of advanced model collapse. Think of it as your model gradually losing its grip on reality. Generated content begins to deviate noticeably from the initial data distribution. Terms become muddled, concepts blend into a fuzzy, ambiguous soup, and context-specific nuances vanish. Technically, this is reflected in reduced semantic coherence, decreased variance in the embedding space, and increased overlap between previously distinct topics. Advanced metrics such as embedding distance measurements, semantic similarity scoring, or vector space visualization become invaluable for tracking this trend. Without proactive detection and intervention, your once crisp model spirals into incoherent babbling, precisely what you were hoping to avoid. Section 1.4, Fairness Feedback Loops. Fairness feedback loops are a particularly nasty side effect of unchecked model reuse. When your LLM is increasingly fed its outputs, any initial biases become magnified through self-reinforcing cycles, creating runaway disparity. Technically speaking, you're looking at a kind of recursive bias amplification. Minor skews or subtle underrepresentations in original training data rapidly balloon into glaring imbalances over repeated iterations. Metrics like fairness audits, subgroup-specific accuracy measures, and bias quantification scores become crucial here. Left unchecked, this loop not only degrades quality but also actively entrenches harmful stereotypes, distorting representation and undermining model integrity. Section 2.0. Measurement techniques. Measurement techniques for detecting model collapse involve both quantitative and qualitative methods designed to track subtle changes in model performance and output diversity. Quantitative methods include analyzing semantic networks, assessing next token probability distributions, examining scaling laws and test errors, and applying specialized synthetic text detection tools. Qualitative evaluations focus on identifying semantic drift, assessing fairness metrics, and monitoring output coherence and hallucination rates, particularly for cases involving minority or nuanced data. Together, these measures provide critical early warnings, allowing timely interventions before significant degradation becomes entrenched. Section 2.1. Semantic networks. Semantic network analysis offers a straightforward and technical approach to identifying early signs of model collapse. By representing model-generated text as interconnected nodes of concepts and topics, you can quantitatively measure how repetitive or narrow the model's outputs become over successive iterations. As collapse sets in, you'll see these semantic networks shrinking and becoming denser, with fewer distinct paths between concepts and increased clustering around repetitive, well-trodden nodes. Measuring network metrics like centrality, clustering coefficients, node diversity, and connectivity gives clear numerical indicators of the narrowing semantic landscape, helping you pinpoint exactly when your model's starting to choke on its stale breath. Section 2.2. Next token probabilities and collapsed prediction. Next token probability analysis offers a surgical method to quantify exactly how your LLM's creative juices dry up. By examining the distribution of probabilities assigned to possible next tokens, you gain a crystal clear view into the model's narrowing predictive behavior. As the collapse progresses, these distributions become sharply peaked and repetitive. The model begins confidently producing the same predictable tokens, sidelining lower probability, nuanced alternatives. Measuring entropy, top K token distributions, or perplexity specifically on next token predictions lets you precisely track the contraction of your output space. Ignore this step and you'll be blindfolded, wondering later why your model keeps parroting the same stale cliches. Section 2.3. Scaling laws and test error. Scaling laws and test error analysis provide a theoretical lens for spotting impending collapse by tracking how model accuracy deteriorates as synthetic or recycled data accumulates. Researchers examine the relationship between test error rates and the proportion of non-human generated training data, revealing distinct quantifiable degradation curves, or what you'd sarcastically call collapsed scaling laws. Typically, these curves shift noticeably, deviating from expected improvement trajectories toward clear diminishing returns or outright degradation. Spotting these deviations early demands precise statistical analyses and regression modeling of error scaling relationships. Skip this, and you'll blissfully assume you're improving until suddenly noticing your model has intellectually flatlined. Section 2.4. Standard LLM evaluation metrics. Standard LLM evaluation metrics, answer correctness, semantic similarity, hallucination rate, and contextual relevancy, might seem mundane, but they're your frontline scouts for collapse detection. When these start slipping, particularly on subtle or minority case scenarios, it's time to sit up and pay attention. Initially, average scores might seem fine, masking the rot beneath. However, be cautious, as segmented evaluation often reveals steep declines in nuanced or niche queries. Technically, tracking accuracy, blue, rouge, or embedding-based similarity measures on carefully partitioned minority or tail-end datasets exposes collapse early, before your model devolves into a confident idiot babbling plausible-sounding nonsense. Section 2.5. Machine-generated text detection. Machine-generated text detection tools are essentially bullshit detectors for your data pipeline. Technically speaking, they quantify how much of your supposedly pristine training corpus has been contaminated with synthetic regurgitated outputs. By estimating the proportion of non-human data, these tools help track the infiltration of recycled content that fuels collapse. As this percentage creeps upward, you get a direct, quantifiable indicator of your LLM slide towards semantic monotony and degeneracy. Without such checks, you're basically flying blind, naively assuming your model's diet is nutritious when, in reality, it's consuming its recycled garbage. Why not eliminate synthetic data from training altogether? Identifying synthetic training data is a non-trivial task due to the increasing sophistication of generative models, such as generative adversarial networks, GANs, and variational autoencoders, VAEs, which produce outputs that closely mimic real data. These synthetic datasets often replicate the statistical properties of authentic data, making them challenging to distinguish using conventional detection methods. Moreover, when synthetic data is generated from models trained on biased or limited datasets, it can perpetuate and even amplify existing biases, complicating the detection process. The lack of clear markers or metadata in synthetic data further obscures its identification. As synthetic data becomes more prevalent in training machine learning models, developing robust detection mechanisms is essential to ensure data integrity and model reliability. Section 3.0. Remediation approaches. Section 3.10. Data management strategies. Data management strategies for mitigating model collapse focus primarily on carefully balancing synthetic and authentic data throughout successive training cycles. Key practices include preserving original human-generated data to prevent catastrophic forgetting, incrementally accumulating synthetic data rather than replacing existing datasets outright, enforcing periodic resets with fresh human inputs to interrupt degenerative feedback loops, and introducing controlled variability via data augmentation techniques. Collectively, these approaches maintain output diversity, minimize distributional drift, and sustain model accuracy and stability over time. Section 3.1.1. Retain original training data. Retaining a portion, typically around 10%, of original human-generated data in each training iteration is an effective strategy against model collapse. This approach helps prevent catastrophic forgetting, the phenomenon where previously learned information is rapidly lost when new data is introduced. By continuously injecting authentic, diverse examples into the training process, the method maintains representation of rare or nuanced cases, stabilizes model performance, and curtails the accumulation of errors over subsequent generations. Strategically preserving original data ensures a stable reference point, enhancing the model's resilience and long-term reliability. Section 3.1.2. Synthetic data accumulation. Synthetic data accumulation is a strategic alternative to direct data replacement, where newly generated synthetic outputs are incrementally added to the existing training corpus, rather than replacing the original data entirely. By preserving outputs from previous training cycles, this method sustains variance, helps mitigate rapid distributional shifts, and maintains broader semantic coverage. In practice, iterative accumulation stabilizes model behavior, reduces drift, and ensures continued exposure to earlier data distributions, making it a practical strategy for slowing collapse and maintaining model robustness over extended training cycles. Section 3.1.3. Controlled generation cycles. Controlled generation cycles involve explicitly limiting consecutive training iterations reliant solely on synthetic data. By periodically injecting reset cycles with fresh human-generated datasets, this method disrupts self-reinforcing feedback loops and counters the incremental narrowing of the model's semantic scope. Practically introducing controlled resets with authentic data at strategic intervals helps restore diversity, recalibrate accuracy, and reduce the risk of entrenched biases or semantic drift, effectively pulling your model back from the brink of repetitive collapse. Section 3.1.4, Data Augmentation. Data augmentation involves deliberately introducing controlled variability into synthetic training sets, such as noise addition, paraphrasing, domain-specific rephrasing, token masking, or synonym substitution, to mimic the complexity and diversity of natural language. Practically, this prevents repetitive patterns from becoming entrenched by continuously perturbing the synthetic data, forcing the model to generalize rather than memorize specific instances. This approach helps maintain semantic flexibility, mitigates output monotony, and preserves the richness of generated content, significantly slowing the onset of collapse. Section 3.2.0, Algorithmic Adjustments. Algorithmic adjustments focus on fine-tuning model behavior to counteract biases and repetitiveness introduced by the reuse of synthetic data. Key strategies include adaptive regularization, which dynamically tunes constraints to maintain generalization. Bias-aware fine-tuning, which explicitly incorporates fairness metrics to prevent the overrepresentation of majority patterns. And beam search penalization, or diversity-promoting sampling, which actively discourages repetitive sequences. Collectively, these techniques recalibrate model outputs toward greater semantic diversity and accuracy, effectively mitigating collapse and ensuring sustainable model performance. Section 3.2.1, Adaptive Regularization. Adaptive regularization involves dynamically tuning regularization parameters during training to counteract the narrowing of probability distributions that is commonly induced by the reuse of synthetic data. In practice, this means continually adjusting constraints, such as penalizing overly confident predictions or overly narrow kernels, to offset the biases introduced by iterative synthetic data generation. For kernel-based models specifically, adaptive regularization helps balance synthetic-induced errors with generalization capacity, preserving broader semantic coverage and preventing rapid performance decline. This strategy maintains model flexibility and mitigates the self-reinforcing cycles that drive model collapse. Section 3.2.2, Bias-aware fine-tuning. Bias-aware fine-tuning integrates explicit fairness metrics and targeted reinforcement of minority class data directly into the model refinement process. By deliberately emphasizing underrepresented patterns and penalizing excessive dominance of majority class outputs, this approach offsets biases amplified through repeated synthetic training. Practically, this means applying weighted loss functions, fairness regularizers, or selective upsampling during fine-tuning phases, ensuring more balanced representation across diverse cases. It directly counters the feedback loops that skew model outputs toward repetitive majority patterns, thereby helping to maintain a richer and more equitable semantic landscape. Section 3.2.3, Beam Search Penalization. Beam search penalization and diversity-promoting sampling methods, such as nucleus top P sampling, directly counter repetitive outputs during the generation of synthetic data. By applying repetition penalties, the algorithm discourages the selection of overly frequent tokens or predictable sequences. Simultaneously, diversity-focused sampling techniques encourage the model to explore a broader range of possible continuations, effectively preventing narrow, repetitive loops. This encourages the creation of richer, more varied synthetic data sets, thereby reducing monotony and improving long-term robustness. Section 3.3.0, Architectural and Training Innovations. Architectural and training innovations emphasize blending computational strategies with human oversight to maintain model robustness and diversity. Approaches include multi-generational training, where synthetic outputs from earlier cycles are combined with original data to preserve rare patterns. Hybrid human-AI pipelines that integrate human validation to filter out low-quality synthetic content. And provenance tracking systems that utilize metadata to audit data origins systematically. Collectively, these strategies create a comprehensive safeguard against collapse, ensuring model performance and data quality remain stable over successive generations. Section 3.3.1, Multi-generational training. Multi-generational training involves blending original human-generated data with synthetic outputs from several previous generations during each training cycle. This approach parallels biological evolution's gene pool, preserving and propagating rare or niche patterns across successive iterations. By maintaining exposure to diverse historical outputs, the method stabilizes semantic diversity, counters distributional drift, and prevents the rapid narrowing characteristic of collapse. Essentially, it's a controlled evolutionary strategy that enhances long-term model resilience and robustness. Section 3.3.2, Hybrid Human AI Pipelines. Hybrid human AI pipelines integrate human-in-the-loop validation directly into the training workflow. By vetting and selectively prioritizing synthetic data through human oversight, this approach filters out low-quality, repetitive, or biased outputs, reinforcing diverse and contextually rich examples. The practical benefit is straightforward. Maintaining human judgment in the loop helps prevent rapid drift into degenerative feedback cycles, thereby safeguarding the overall model's quality, accuracy, and diversity. It's essentially a sanity check against AI-generated nonsense dominating your training corpus. Section 3.3.3, Provenance Tracking. Provenance tracking involves systematically tagging training data with detailed metadata to distinguish between synthetic and human-generated content. By leveraging initiatives like the Data Provenance Initiative, this metadata can be tracked, audited, and analyzed at scale. Practically, this enables precise monitoring of the proportion and quality of synthetic data, feeding into the training pipeline, helping teams quickly identify and mitigate problematic patterns or distribution shifts. Essentially, it's version control for your data, critical for preventing hidden collapse creeping silently into your model's foundations. Conclusion: model collapse isn't exactly subtle, it's more like a sneaky pest infestation. You think everything's fine because your overall numbers look good, but quietly in the background, your model is losing its marbles. Spotting it means playing detective, keeping tabs on repetitive outputs, minority case screw-ups, semantic drift into gibberish, and synthetic data overload. Sure, you've got your fancy metrics, diversity scores, semantic analyses, synthetic content sniffers, but the early signs cleverly hide behind cheerful-looking averages, making you falsely confident that your model is brilliant when it might be inching toward idiocy. Fighting this collapse means babysitting your data, holding onto precious human-generated nuggets, slapping on algorithmic guardrails, adaptive regularization, anyone? And obsessively monitoring outputs. Throwing together synthetic data from different generations can help, but let's be real. It's a bit like reheating leftovers. Good enough, but not exactly fresh cuisine. The holy grail? Automating the detection process and building hybrid human AI contraptions smart enough to dodge their degenerative tendencies. Good luck with that one.